In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We don't really understand, most of us, what the big deal was about unclean foods. We tend to think of it in terms of either healthy or unhealthy, didn't have a single thing to do without it, hygienic or non-hygienic. You know, they could have bugs in them, or they could be corrupted foods. No, that's not what it's about. It's all about spiritual and ritual impurity. The foods that were considered impure under the law of Moses, things like pork or shellfish, crab, you know, things like that, were all animals that were carrion eaters. They ate dead and other animals on occasion. And so because of this, they were considered to be spiritually unclean because they brought death. And so that's why you wouldn't eat an unclean animal, because it would separate you from God. What Jesus teaches, on the other hand, is that, you know, what can separate us from God? Sin. What we do, what comes from the heart. Not what we eat, not what we touch, but what we do, that is what can separate us from God. And so that rather are the things that need to be avoided. And you can certainly have a bacon cheeseburger and it's no problem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.